Blog Talk Radio.
God, you're real, and you're good, always. What's happening, everybody? Are you guys good as well? God loves you so much, and we are so blessed to be here today and take this opportunity to just bless one another and just be a part of something so amazing, which is the walk with Jesus Christ. And I pray that your walk is solid and real, and that you love on Christ the way that he loves on us. And I know that's virtually impossible, but if we could just reach for it, if we can just look at the sky and reach for the sky, if we could get part of that way, if we get 10%, we're doing good, right? So guys, come on, let's just hold on to Jesus Christ. Let's give him this opportunity to guide us and to protect us and to keep us and help us to love one another the way that he loves us. Oh, man. Oh, man. God, you are so awesome, and we love you so much. We thank you for a beautiful day. We thank you for this opportunity to love each other, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to just be here. We are so blessed to just be here, Father. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are awesome. Oh, Father, anyway, Father, we want to praise you today. And so we ask that you just support us in our efforts, and that you make sure that you guide us, and that we let the Holy Spirit guide us, Father, so that we could be a blessing to the kingdom of God, to your heavenly Father. Oh, thank you so much. We love you, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for every single thing. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. Amen. And guys, so we're just going to kick back, right? And we're going to enjoy our run with Jesus Christ here on Soul Out Records Radio, and just be a blessing to the kingdom of God. How about that? All right. So to all of our friends around the world, much love to all you guys. We hope you guys are good. We pray that God is keeping you, and that you are well, and that you are good. And I know some of you are suffering because you're losing loved ones and people are passing, and it's kind of scary. It's a really uncomfortable time right now, but we have to trust that Jesus has got us, and that he cares that much about us that we're going to be okay. So trust him, okay? Just trust in Christ as he loves you very, very, very much. All right? All right, guys. So here we go. Let's get our praise going, and let's get going here on Soul Out Records.
From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my soul to the top of my head, they're gonna know I'm yours. From the tip of my soul to the top of my head, we'll be right back.
Yeah, Christ, the hope of glory. You are Christ, the hope of glory.
There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost it. Found our joy. It's all in knowing you. There's a line and we've crossed. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. We found our joy. Joy of loving you.
You God, you're so good, so good. Hallelujah.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
You thought I was a devil.
Father, we love you so much, and we're so grateful. We're so blessed because of who you are. Thank you for dying for us, Father. Thank you for putting your life on the line for ours. Thank you for loving us despite who we are. We love you so much, and we're so grateful that you are our Heavenly Father, and we love you, Jesus. We love you so much. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known. Yeah.
Amen. God, you are just the best God there could ever be. And we're so lucky that we found you. And we're so blessed that you found us. God, thank you so much. Just thank you for teaching us how to love one another. Father, please help me as I share your wisdom with my brothers and sisters around the world. And I know for some of us it can be a little difficult, but I'm just going to read a little bit to you. I challenge you to, in the presence of God and in Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his anointing appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready. Be ready for whatever it is that God has put on your heart. Please be ready, for God really loves you, and he loves his people, and he is wanting to use you. He wants to use you to bless his children. So be ready to preach his word, and preach his word, not the word that blesses people in your congregation. We need to make sure that we stay on focus, because God said that there will come a time when we are going to be put in a position where we're going to want to preach what they want us to preach about, as opposed to what God has given us to preach about. So please, let's stay focused on what it is that God puts in our hearts for us to focus on, delivering his message to his people, his children. And I know that can be very difficult at times. I know that can be very hard, but we really need to pay attention to that, because God loves us. And so, you know, so many times, I mean, if you just think about it, God, like for instance, when you look in situations of sexuality, and you have people that guys are sleeping with guys and women are sleeping with women, and so what happens is that I have friends and nephews that are dealing with this problem right now. And I want to pray for them right here and now, that God blesses their poor hearts, that he loves them, that he loves them right where they are. God loves you right where you are. And you are loved by the King of all kings. He loves you. And so I just need you to trust him. Give him the opportunity to bless you in your storm. Let him bless you. But you can't hide what you do from God. He's created it. He knows all of these things about you. He created you. He said, this will happen if this happens. You know, so we have to trust him that he's aware of what we're hiding, and be able to allow him to work in our lives and to re-correct our mistakes. But we have to trust him. We have to trust him, for he loves you. He loves you. Oh, he loves you. And he loves you. So, with that being said, to my nephew and to my friends that are hurting about this thing, please give it to Jesus. Do you have a relationship with Christ? Did you start your relationship off with Christ by saying, Jesus, I love you. Please be my Savior. Please guide my life. I will walk the walk and I will talk the talk. But first of all, I love you so much. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be yours. If you haven't, then say it now, because Jesus loves you. Give your heart to Christ and let him love you. Let him help you. Let him bless you. Let him do what he does best. I love you guys, and I say this to you because I really, really love you, and I talked about you guys in my Bible study today, and it was just an amazing opportunity because it really blessed me. Listening to my brothers in my Bible study talk about what I'm talking about right now, and so they all love you as well. They want everyone. We want everyone to go to heaven. We want God's people especially to go to heaven. Those who hurt and cry and sad that they think Jesus don't love them, you gotta trust him, for he really wants to love you. He really wants to bless you. He really wants to take you there. He really wants you to be with him. But you gotta give him that opportunity to love you the way that you deserve to be loved. So I'm just asking you right here and now to give God that opportunity. Turn your life, open up your heart, give God the opportunity and just say, I love you, I need you, I want you. Please be my Savior. Please guide me, lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord, for your name's sake. We love you so much and we're so grateful for you. We're so blessed because of who you are. But we just ask you to give your heart to Christ, and that's the way you get started with this. Okay? Praise God. That for me really blessed me because I really needed you guys to know that despite your situation, no matter where you are, God can bless you. But you got to start it off with giving him that time. Give him that relationship with you. Build your relationship with him by opening your heart and saying, Father, please take me. Accept me for the way that I am. I love you, I adore you, and I ask that you would be my Heavenly Father, my Savior. I ask in Jesus' mighty name that you would be this for me. Amen. And trust me, he hears you, he loves you, and he wants you. All that, that's all good. All right? Praise God. So, with that being said, I want to play a song. And I want you to listen to the words of the song. But I want you to rejoice in your relationship with Christ. Make it anew. Make it something that feels good to you. Make it yours. Because you deserve this. You deserve to be loved by Jesus, our Heavenly Father. Man, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And he loves you right where you are. So give it to him. Give him the opportunity to be your Heavenly Father. And let's talk about whatever issues, whatever it may be that you're going through later, whatever you're hurting about, whatever. And God will guide you. Because when you love on Jesus the way that I'm talking about loving on him, these things, those things will start to subside. They will start to disappear. They will fade away. But in the meantime, you just need to know Jesus. You need to develop your relationship with him, become the man or the woman that he wants you to be, and just be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Well, guys, I want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in today and just being a blessing to Solar Records Radio. We really love you and appreciate you. We're so grateful for you. And, man, my heart is just full. My heart is full. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to thank you for tuning in today. We pray that you are good and that you are no longer a slave to that mentality that the devil wants you to be. He wants to control you, but you're no longer a slave. You belong to our Heavenly Father now, and he's yours. And what you do with this from this point on is up to you. It is truly up to you. But we're going to pray that you give it all to him, that you give him the opportunity to bless you so you could know the difference between right and wrong. You can know the difference between when someone tells you that, no, you're going to go to hell. You're going to, because you do not love God. And if you love God, you wouldn't be doing the things that you're doing. No, forget all that. You just need to start loving God, and he will change the direction that you're going into. Trust me, he loves you. It's up to him at that point, but you got your relationship with him, and you will go to heaven. You will be blessed. You will be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be blessed. All right? All right. Listen to the words of this song now.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fear has come. Yeah. been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Blessed week. Hey, it's my birthday tomorrow. I want to be 21. 22. And you guys take care. Be blessed and take care. Go to SolarRecordsRadio.com and check us out, okay? SolarRecordsRadio.com. Love you guys.